When America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Blair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
The Big Monday High Five live from News Talk 660 WORL and the American Adversaries at Drive Time. Blair Adams with you. And did you hear? There was another shutdown? No, not the government, I'm sorry to say. But the Obamacare enrollment website crashed again. Clear-headed website experts now say the entire program needs to be scrapped and started over properly. This is beginning to be like a sloppy breakfast for Barack, because he's got egg all over his face. Now, here to tell us more, Christopher Hart!
And he doesn't wear it and narrate any too well, either. Okay, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Blair Adams. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. I am Christopher Hart. We are the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time. And we've got our third man in the studio with us this afternoon.
Where? Who? What?
Oh, it's a cage match.
Our executive producer, Nostra Dennis, has joined us in the studios.
Yes, I'm having a seafood dinner tonight. It's called Hell in a Shell. Yummy.
That's a loose reference to the fact that the WWE is in town, folks. That's right. The Monday Night Raw is going to be coming to the folks live tonight on USA Network from the Amway Arena downtown. And some of us guys are going to be there, including Gary Coltbaum, who's a big
wrestler. Oh, my goodness.
Now, Dennis, you were talking about seafood. I eat seafood, and tonight I'll eat muscle.
Muscle. Yummy.
There you
yummy,
go.
All right.
All right, folks. Once again, we are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. And being that we're going to be, that we are hosting, if you will, for this one night anyway, the Monday Night Raw show, we're going to have an ex-WWF, which, of course, was the WWE.
Before it became WWE.
Yeah, that's right. It was a lawsuit that the World Wildlife Fund
challenged. Because you confused Andre the Giant with Penn.
Something like that, anyway. But anyway, Brian Blair, B. Brian Blair, one of the part of the tag team champions, the Killer Bees, is going to be joining us, and he's got it all. And what I mean by that, folks, is if you've been listening to our show very long, you know that we liken politics to professional wrestling. Well, not only was B. Brian Blair a professional wrestler and quite successful one at that, he also that's right, a politician. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk to him about both his wrestling career and his political career right over here on our Tampa coast in Hillsborough County. And that'll be B. Brian Blair, and he'll be joining us in the next segment. And as I said, you can join us in tonight's show. This is being sponsored by Lake Mary Jewelers. You know, it is the holiday season. You know, all you guys and gals out there, it's a gift-giving time. And I know some of you out there are thinking of giving something special to someone who is special to you. And that something special may involve jewelry. Well, go to Lake Mary Jewelers. It's right at the corner of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. That's just to your right if you're heading east and get off at I-4. And Lake Mary Jewelers, not only can they sell you brand new jewelry, but they can also sell you excuse me, they can also repair your jewelry and clean your jewelry and help you sell your jewelry if you choose to do so. They buy gold, but if they don't have a price that satisfy you, they will help you sell it on eBay. So Lake Mary Jewelers, 407-878-6230, 407-878-6230, and make sure you tell them that the American Adversaries sent you. Okay. See, I'm just all excited because the WWE's in town.
You got obscene profit breaks on the mind.
That's what it is. But I'm going to sort of switch things because of what Lair brought up in his opening comments. And one of the best parts about hearing his opening comments with you folks is that's the first time I hear them. But he mentioned the website. I was going to talk about this later on in the show, but I'm going to move it and switch it around and switch what I was going to talk about first to last and last to first, because this website is an absolute nightmare. Mm-hmm. But the worst nightmare may be yet to come if you have managed to get on there and actually sign up. Now, we've been warning you folks about this, and even during one of our Soundbite RX News Minutes, we warned about this specifically and advised you to go to Soundbite and get more details. Well, yesterday, Congressman Mike Rogers, who is a Republican who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, warned people that there is absolutely no guarantee of security of your information if you go onto the website and manage to enter your information there. And I'm not talking about other cross-governmental agencies, you know, peeking in to see what's in there, like the IRS or the EPA or the DEA or whoever. I'm talking about hackers who are going to be going there to steal your identity and then steal whatever it is you got that they can get their hands on.
You got your social right on there.
That's right. This is an absolute it's worse than a nightmare. As I was thinking about this earlier today, I was trying to think of the word that I could use to describe this, and the best word I could come up with was cruel. This is absolutely cruel that these boobs would put together such a website and drive people to it, knowing that there is absolutely zero zip, not a bit of security in there. And as Lair said, it is going to have to be scrapped altogether. There is nothing that can be salvaged from this. It is so screwed up. And this comes from supposedly the smartest administration in history, or at least since the Kennedy administration, with all their best and brightest. I mean, this is a serious problem. I recommend folks do not go to this website and put any information in there. Any. Zip. Zero. Nada. Because as soon as you do, you have now exposed yourself to the hackers.
Ignore it.
It doesn't matter whether you enroll in Obamacare or not. Just to get onto the website, you have to enter in a bunch of personal information. And that is going to be now known to the world. And it is a crime what they have done, because there are going to be people, and we're going to you watch in the coming weeks and months, we're going to start hearing about people who have had their identity stolen through this website.
Well, that won't take long. And you know, when credit card companies have lists like this, or department stores, and they get hacked, they have measures they can take to cover that up. They can reissue new credit cards. They can cancel accounts. What's the government going to promise to do now that they've given that information out?
And part of the problem here is those people try to implement safeguards so that it doesn't happen in the first place. This is what Mike Rogers, once again, who's a Republican, I believe he's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. There were no safeguards even attempted to be loaded into this setup. It's a huge invitation for people to steal your identity. Do not go on this website for your own good. Because, as I said, you are going to be exposing yourself. And believe you me, folks, if you've ever known anyone or if you have been through an identity theft yourself, you know what an ongoing nightmare it is. It is very, very difficult to recover from that in any kind of expeditious fashion. You are in for months, if not years, of pure living hell. And it is just cruel that these boobs, these bobos, these know-it-alls would put this website out there and have people, even to this day, knowing that it is a secure risk, security risk, and have people go to it. It's just, if you have any loved ones you care about, tell them to stay, to avoid it like the plague, because it really, really will be something that they live to regret, most likely. And that's just the security side of it. Larry, you, what you're referring to is much more encompassing than that. Just the ability to navigate it, to find any information out.
Well, of course. I mean, it keeps shutting down. And it was never meant to handle anywhere near the number of people that it needed to get this thing kicked off and going properly. So now it's going off like a slow slug, and it seems to be bollocksing up worse and worse as it goes along.
Sure. And it will.
Because, yeah, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, because all they're doing is trying, right now, they're putting Band-Aids on it. Believe me, folks, I'm not a computer guy, okay? I don't write software, and I don't do anything. But what I do is repair broken and rotted things. And the only way you can properly fix a broken or rotted thing is to just rip it out down to the good stuff and start all over. The problem with this is there ain't no good stuff.
I am tended to agree now with what our colleague Dennis Prager said earlier today. He said, why would the Republicans want to get this thing delayed, defunded, or in any other way stopped? Let it go ahead. Let it do whatever damage it's going to do. And next November, let the voters decide whether they want to make a change to it.
You know, that same thought has been occurring to me over these last few days as well. And as I've said on this program before, Abraham Lincoln said the best way to get rid of a bad law is to enforce it strictly. You know, don't fix it, enforce it, and then let the people see what it's all about. And this is what we see, what liberalism is all about. It's what I call all show and no go. They're full of all talk and all these great grandiose ideas, but try to implement one and see what happens. That's what we are witnessing right now.
Well, also, too, to me, it seems like liberalism today is kind of like the old song from the 70s or 60s, the hippie song, la, 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 live for today. Yeah. And that's what liberalism is. It's just live for today. Go ahead and pile up debt for today. Worry about the rest tomorrow. Conservatism says, take care of it now. Worry about the future. We're the American Adversaries. You better worry, because we'll be back.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American Adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
All right, and away we go. That's right, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. I am Christopher Hart. I am joined in the studio today by my co-host, Lair Adams, and by my executive producer, Nostra Dennis. And you can join us as well. 407-774-8255 is the number. Just one last little note before we move on to our guest. We were talking in the first segment about how it is a risk to your personal security, your personal identity, to go on the Obamacare website for any reason whatsoever. I advise you do not do it until this thing is fixed and done right. However, if you have or know someone who already has, please advise them to get something like LifeLock or something to protect your identity, because there is absolutely zero zip, nada bit of security on this website. It is an absolute crime that this government would expose its citizens to the crime of identity theft. Okay, but let's move on now. I want to get to our next guest, and I'm going to allow Master Dennis to have the honors.
Ooh, thank you very much. If you're a WWE fan, you know this man. He is a multiple champion. Oh, hey, there's his theme song right behind us.
Yes, sir.
And among the many championships he's earned were with his partner Jim Brunzel as the tag team partners known as the Killer Bees. B. Brian Blair, welcome to the American Adversaries.
That's great to be here, but unfortunately I got to get back down to earth and talk like a politician, so I love you all.
That's now, what we do. We talk to politicians.
Now, you know that our show is founded on the principle that politics is like professional wrestling, and you, of all people, can probably give us a lesson or two about that.
Well, the only difference is that politics is a full contact sport.
You can still get hurt and banged up a lot in each one of them, though, can't you?
Well, after being on the Citizens Advisory Board for 2 years and chairing that and being a county commissioner in a countywide seat where we oversaw a $4+ billion budget in a county that's bigger than in population than 7 other states, I've actually got more political experience than President Obama does.
That's not hard. It's really not hard.
Well, it, and I could say that that's true. He held it true even to this day after he's been on the job for five and a half years. Listen, hey, Brian, I'm Chris Hart, and also Lair Adams and Nostra Dennis is who introduced you there. We'll be speaking with you tonight. Thanks again for being with us. Let's kind of go back to the start, though, and your wrestling career. I read a little bit of your bio, and you always wanted to be a wrestler. It was nothing new. I mean, you didn't just sort of stumble into it. You aimed for that since you were in childhood.
That's right. I'll never forget when I wanted to go to the USAVE grocery store when I was 11, and my mom didn't want me to cross Sly Avenue. I hadn't seen my dad around for quite a while. Didn't know what was going on. We were getting these boxes of prunes and this nasty stuff to eat, powdered eggs, powdered milk. And I went to my mom finally said I could go to the grocery store, and I wanted some chicken so bad or some steak or something, and she gave me this voucher. I had no idea what it was. It happened to be a food stamp, and it was the only time I've ever experienced government assistance in my life. Thank God that I haven't had to. But anyway, she gave me food stamps, and my mother was very kind. She said she actually lives in my guest house right now, and she said take that to the lady, get what was on the list. Be very, 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 very careful when you cross Sly Avenue. I love you, Mom. Yes, I will. And she said the lady will give you a voucher back. So I took in that as much as a 11-year-old possibly could, and I was excited, went to the store, and behind me was a guy named Philip Epperson, who was a Hillsborough County sheriff who later apologized to me, who was a sixth grader when I was a fifth grader. And two of his friends that were, talk about bullying, I mean, they beat you up for looking at him cross-eyed. And I don't understand, I guess it was part of God's plan. And, they were behind me when I'm hearing this noise, this lady telling me it's X amount of dollars. And I'm kind of afraid, even though I don't know what food coupons are. And all of a sudden I pull the coupon out, I give them to the lady, and I didn't want to look back, and I hear those guys rumbling, and she gave me another, like, my change coupon back. I took my stuff and I left. And I thought that was the end of it. And Philip Epperson and his buddies were done with me. Well, the next day, on the way to school, my mom would drop me off about, 300 yards, just out of sight from any of the people, so she could kiss me goodbye and tell me to have a good day. And I'd, of course, kiss my mom and tell you, hey, Mom, I love you very much. Drop me off, and I could pretend like I walked to school by myself, like that was the end thing to do. Well, I get to the school, and there's a whole bunch of people in front of Egypt Lake Elementary School, and I start walking towards closer and closer, and all of a sudden they go, there's Blair, and I turn around, and I see they had written these ugly, nasty things about me on the front of the school. I don't even want to repeat them. You can only imagine, but I was lower than low could be. I ran home crying. I couldn't believe people wrote this about me called me these names and actually wrote it on the front of the school in spray paint and green spray paint. And, Mr. Agliano came and, that evening and gave me a pep talk. You know, my dad, I didn't realize my mom and dad were going through a divorce. I didn't realize all this stuff. I had three younger siblings, and there was a lot of stuff happening that I didn't know, but I knew I didn't want to be poor, and I loved watch wrestling. And so to get to the point, yes, I knew I wanted to be a wrestler early because I thought I could make money and make a good living, and I didn't want to be poor, and I wanted to do good in school and do everything that Mr. Agliano told me and everything that I saw Jack Briscoe do.
Well, that's interesting because, a number of the wrestlers have said that they have been bullied in the past as well, and some of them have probably been bullies. But you took that experience and you made it into a goal, if you will, for yourself.
Yes, I did. I made it into a goal, and I played college football. I went to Matsuda's dungeon in between getting stretched here in Tampa, Florida, 106 North Albany Street. I mean, I paid the price. There, out of over 100 people that, in three summers that I trained with Hiro Matsudo and many, many others besides Hiro, but he was my main trainer, well over 100 people came to see us, Chris, and Lair, and they all, many of them left without their clothes. Some of them finally broke in somewhere else, like Danny Spivey and the guy that had some problems lately, and I like him. Scott Hall.
Scott Hall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I quit and left.
Lives in our area. Yeah.
Harry Poles was going to quit. And, I mean, it was very, very tough. It was brutal.
Yeah. By the way, Hiro Matsuda, ladies and gentlemen, he was that huge Korean fellow, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't that big. No, you're thinking of Pak Song.
Oh, I'm thinking of Pak Song. That's right.
But yeah.
Hiro Matsuda was the Japanese
wrestler.
He was the
heel for so many years, and apparently everyone said he was just a great gentleman.
Yeah.
Listen, let me ask you this, Brian. Are the Briscoe brothers, are they still around? I mean, I know they don't wrestle, but I know they had a body shop over there in Tampa for a while, but I just wondered how their health was.
Well, Gerald's doing well. He comes to, we have a Legends lunch that I started a long time ago when Hiro got cancer, and it's built up into, you guys should come sometime. It's like 40, 45 people. The next one is the last Friday in November, right after Thanksgiving, and...
Boy, we'd love that.
Gerald, actually. Gerald is doing great. Jack, unfortunately, died. He was my very best friend, and he died a few years ago, and I missed Jack a couple years ago.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that either. Who's one of my favorite wrestlers as well? That figure four leg lock he had perfected. Listen, Brian, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with you.
Look forward to it, Chris. Thank you.
All right, the American Adversaries. We'll be back so shortly you won't even miss us.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by Roxy Pacifics. That's R-O-C-Z-E-Y Pacifics with an X.net. Roxy Pacifics is an all-natural kelp and vitamin-based antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. It is totally safe for kids, pets, and yourself. Do yourself a favor, RoxyPacifics.net. Now here's Christopher Hart with Ted Boger of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to form solutions, we have to first understand the problem, and the problem of business as usual in Washington, D.C. in particular. There's a new book out called Extortion, How Politicians Extract Your Money, Buy Votes, and Line Their Own Pockets by Peter Schweitzer. Ted, please give us a little snippet of what he's talking about.
Thanks, Chris. I mean, Schweitzer has done a great job. He details how lawmakers in Washington, they're permanent political class. They get money from donors to subsidize their lifestyles, which we all knew that was happening. But what's great about him is that he's just not a nobody trying to get into the Washington scenario. He's the Breitbart News senior editor-at-large and the Government Accountability Institute president. This guy actually said to Fox News that Attorney General Eric Holder is like the squeegee guy holding the brick, which I love that analogy. And he was doing that and describing how Barack Obama's Justice Department has extorted campaign contributions, funds from individuals and companies. So basically what he's saying is exactly what we've always thought. The Washington scenario is lined with people who want to extort money from people who can do them favors. And this book just kind of exposes all of that. I love the name of it, Extortion.
In fact, he says in his book that there is documentation that the Obama campaign and political committees associated with his campaign solicited donations from companies after the Justice Department had filed civil and criminal charges against them.
That's correct. So what he's saying is, you could cut your chances of going to jail in half if you make a contribution. So, again, it goes back to the general conspiracy theory that most Americans now, especially, are kind of delving into because we feel like there's something else going on. And so if you give enough money, you will avoid jail terms. And the people that he's giving these positions in order to delve out the justice, supposedly, that happens with the investigations are the same people that are contributing more money to his fund than every other fund known to man as far as Obamacare is concerned and Obama. And these are the people that are making the decisions, and that is the problem. And that's what this book, Extortion, is so awesome. It tells us all of this stuff that we kind of already knew. We really did. We already knew as a nation, we knew that this was happening.
Instinctually,
we didn't want to hear it.
Yeah. Instinctually, we knew, and he's documented it for us.
Ted,
we have to go, but we'll pick this up again on Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, Extortion. You'll find all about it at soundbiterx.com. We'll be right back.
Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American adversaries on News Talk 660 WORL. These guys are sexy and smart.
That's right. We've got at least I know he's a smart guy. I'm not going to leave the other one alone, but we've got a smart guest on with us today, and it's B. Brian Blair, part of the Killer Bees tag team. And Brian Blair, thanks for being with us once again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that. And by the way, I know I'm probably best known as one of the Killer Bees, but my single career is still going. I mean, I had a great singles career. I was a Florida heavyweight champion, the Southern heavyweight champion. I have so many different belts and titles. I don't like to brag. I'm a very humble guy.
Did you say you're still wrestling?
Yes. Actually, December 7th, I'll be in North Carolina. I was just in West Virginia. I flew into Charleston and wrestled in Madison. Right before that, I was in Texas. And I will be in Japan the first of the year for Old Japan Pro Wrestling for the first time in my life. I've always wrestled for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, that's so, yeah.
When I left WWF at the time, when it was WWF, around right at 1990, right after WrestleMania 5, I haven't stopped. I've never stopped wrestling. I mean, a lot of people don't know that.
Well, you must know my cousin, Bullet Bob James.
Yes.
Still wrestling.
You ever wrestle against him?
Different generation.
I understand that one of your main opponents with you when you were with the Killer Bees was the Hart Foundation. You still in contact with Bret Hart or any of the Hart Foundation folks?
Yeah, I talk to Bret once in a while. You know, Jim has gotten and he's had his share of problems, but his daughters have, he had three daughters.
Right.
I'll never forget him going into his house and pulling his beard and saying, "Daddy's a bad man. Don't be like Daddy." And his three girls, well, Natty runs the entire WWE Diva show. So Natty is in charge, and she has done a fabulous job. She's a very humble girl. She's a very Christian. She's a lady. She's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. Natty Neidhart. Every time I see her, I remind her about that, and she says she remembers. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the WWE's in Orlando tonight. They're going to do Monday Night Raw live here. Some of us guys are going over. And then I understand they're coming over to do a show in Tampa tomorrow night. Is that right?
Right, they'll be here tomorrow. I'll be there as well. I'll be in the back, though, however.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Well, next time we need to hang out with you.
Well, you might do that. You guys got to come to one of our Legends lunches.
We're going to make arrangements to do that. I asked Jeff to get some information.
The Cauliflower Alley Club. I've been very blessed to be appointed to the general board of directors there. There's over 8,000 members in the CAC, and that happens in Vegas June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it's a tremendous event, and it doesn't cost much money, and there's well over 1,000 people there, probably 35% wrestlers, and the rest are just good fans.
That's great. Brian, let me shift gears a little bit and ask you, what got you into politics?
Well, you know, Jesse Ventura was like my roommate. We had adjoining rooms, and For 6 months, I traveled with Jesse a lot, and we'd always talk about politics. Well, actually, I'd always listen a lot about politics because Jesse talks 90% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
We've noticed that. Where whoever he's with, that's right. Go ahead.
So anyway, we'd get into that. And then, you know, I've been so civic-minded. If you look at my background, I've done so much from, you know, with kids and with the community, and it's just, I'm so civic minded. I wanted to give back to our community, and that was the best way for me to do it, was in politics. I was elected in 2004. I beat our present mayor, Bob Buckhorn, the mayor of Tampa. He was a Democrat and I'm a Republican, and we ran in the general election, and I was blessed and became the county commissioner.
And that's great.
And in your past election, though, however, you made it through the primary, but you lost the general.
I lost the general to the number one name recognition in Hillsborough County, Pat Frank, who's been in every state position there is except governor, I think, and every local position. She is still, right now, the clerk of the circuit court. I mean, I'm sorry, the clerk of the court. And she was a tough opponent, but I could have beat her, but nobody believed in me. They thought, well, nobody can beat Pat Frank. So if you look, I lost by a couple thousand votes. I don't know, less than 1%, less than a half a percent.
Yeah, and we're talking out of 500,000 votes total. So, yeah, you were right there. Did your fellow commissioners, did they know? Obviously, they must have known about your wrestling career. Did you ever notice that they seemed to be intimidated by it, or looked down at you because of it?
You know, I don't think either way, Chris, either. You know, I don't think that, I'm sure that they had, I can't read, I'm not a mind reader, but they treated me with respect, and I came up with more innovative ideas. In 4 years, I saved Hillsborough County over $1 billion.
Is that right?
And I was, you know, Kathy Castor, who is right now a congresswoman.
Oh, yeah, we know her.
She sat on the board with me for... we sat on the board together, excuse me, for 2 years of my 4 years, and she could never get anything accomplished. I mean, how she's a congresswoman right now, I have no idea. The only thing she got accomplished was the Egypt Lake Estates issue, and I went out and reached out across the aisle, of course, and helped her, and we saved people from TECO, our electric company, who put these big poles right in the middle of this neighborhood and ripped it up, and she was spot on. She was right on. It was her issue, and she was right, and I was very, very happy to go in and help Kathy.
Now, are you going to be climbing back into the political ring anytime soon?
I'm looking at it right now. If James Grant doesn't run in 64, House 64 for the Florida House, and that's where I'll be. He beat me by 1,000 votes.
Wow, we'd certainly love to help you out in any way we can if you do that. I was going to ask you the same question. I was thinking more in terms of, and I guess he's Pinellas County, you're Hillsborough, but, you know, Congressman Young, who just passed away.
Congressman Young is Pinellas, but Grant is Hillsborough and Park passed.
Okay. And you say that's where you would run. So, yeah, we would love to see you back in the ring there, because obviously any man that can save Hillsborough County $1 billion, we need your type in Washington, D.C.
Or Tallahassee.
Well, Tallahassee's not as bad as Washington, D.C. Let's go to where the problem's the worst and where the man can do the best. Do you think that your professional wrestling skills, in the sense of, you know, knowing how to work in front of an audience, knowing how to work a crowd, so to speak, do you think that those benefited you in your runs for the commission seats?
Yes, I think it did. I think it did overall. You know, you have a lot of people that think, oh, you know, how could a wrestler be intelligent enough to set policy for the entire county or balance a $4 billion budget? How's he going to do that? And, you know, I've been a businessman. Not me, primarily my wife. My wife and I, we started Gold's Gym. I'd not like to give her, you know, just the credit. credit for the motivation and being the woman she is. And, you know, she's just been through breast cancer, and she's a survivor and a thriver, and she's a wonderful girl. And her and I started with one Gold's Gym, and we built four. When I got out of wrestling and decided I wanted to stop for Vince and just go to Japan and work the independents, we talked about it, and she's the one that said, Brian, why don't you think about opening up a gym? Otherwise, you're going to worry about what time you work out. And I said, you know, Tony, that's not a bad idea. I said, let me look into that. So I called my friend Pete Grimkowski, who was the president of Gold's Gyms in Venice, California, and he gave me my first year, my licensing year, for free. And unlike a McDonald's, it doesn't come with directions. You know, it's a licensee. It's not a franchise. A franchise, you know, a Big Mac is the same as Toledo or Tupelo or, anywhere you can think of.
Oh, yeah, sure. They put their franchisees through, what do they call it, Hamburger U.
Hamburger U, yeah.
Hamburger U, yeah. Yeah, but you went to Louisville. You graduated from Louisville, and our condolences after UCF did what they did to the Cardinals. But you graduated with a degree in business and political science.
Well, political science is, again, there you asked me that question before. Why did you want to run? And, you know, Louisville and political science were certainly a big deal as well. Had a great teacher there. But the business factor is what we need more in politics. You know, we're sitting here talking about Obamacare and how nobody can get into Obamacare. And the problem is that the term limits are too long. There's several problems, you know, that you can associate, especially with this administration, who is a big-time failure, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And if we don't get it together with great folks like you and your radio station and what you do, for the community, what American Adversaries does for its listeners, we need to compound that everywhere we can, because if we don't, we're going to lose our nation. That's the bottom line.
Brian, strategy question. One of our colleagues, Dennis Prager, says he now believes we should let this thing run its course so that next November the American people will let their voice be heard at the ballot box. Do you think it's time for the Republicans to stop objecting and trying to delay or defund Obamacare and just let it do what it's going to do?
Well, at this point, I would say that is the best strategy. I mean, if I ran on the opposition of Obamacare, then our congressman, who spoke for 21 hours, who is a household name in the media as a bad guy. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, right? Yeah, Ted Cruz, sure.
Exactly. He's a bad guy. Well, what had happened to the bad guy who just got splatted all over the mainstream media? He actually won because...
Yes, he did.
Now they're prolonging putting off what he wanted to do in the first place.
That's right. It's amazing that sort of the tables have switched. You know, the Republicans were demanding it, and Ted Cruz got up there for 21 hours, like you say, and now it's the Democrats who have taken up his fight, more or less, for him. So you're absolutely right. The bad guy is the one who won in this situation.
Kind of like a wrestler running across the ring and his opponent stepping out of the way and letting him keep on going.
Yeah.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is. It's kind of, it is like that. But, I really think America's they're finally starting to wake up to the media's agenda. And when I say the mainstream media, I don't mean all media sources.
Well, we know what you mean.
Yeah.
The mainstream media, I mean, they did everything they could to, just in my life, and I'm a small, small potato on the political scale I was, but they did everything they could to lie, demeanor, and to do everything they could to hide behind that First Rights Amendment because they knew I was a threat.
Right.
To move forward, so they tried to destroy my family and I through vicious lies.
Yeah.
And if you read how Hitler became the communist ruler and power that he was, it was by taking lies and using the media to tell you, break down that lie until you finally believed it. And that's exactly what they're doing from Washington on down.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I believe he wrote in his book, Mein Kampf, that the bigger the lie, the better. And because people wouldn't believe that you would tell such a big lie, so it must be true. Yeah, and you've experienced that up close. You know what we're talking about when we call the what you said the mainstream. We call them the mainstream media around here because they do.
I like it. The mainstream.
Yeah, because they are out to destroy people that they are afraid of, and they went after your family as well.
Oh, they did.
Listen. Go ahead.
It would be something like, you know, Blair spent $1 million on his own personal lake. Well, first off, I live on a lake that I bought a home when I was 23 years old that happens to be on a small lake that 40 other houses are on. And the $1 million was 2 miles up the road to fix flooding issues for other people. It had nothing to do with me. But that's the twist in the media. They can take one little thing.
Yeah.
There was $1 million spent somewhere within the area.
Wow.
I mean, they can lie that much, and it really hurts when they do stuff like that, because I never thought America would ever stoop that low. I mean, the fact that we don't say our prayers in school, and that we, as Christians, I don't know about you, I love all people. I don't care what faith you are. That is your choice. But I love people, and if you take time for prayer or a pledge of allegiance to the United States of America. We've taken all that stuff. We've made the prayer like it's a bad thing, the pledge like it's politically incorrect. I mean, we keep indoctrinating our kids into this society of black, dark politics that eventually is going to ruin this nation unless good people like you and the Ted Cruzes of the world step up and say and do exactly what they say and mean.
Well, that's what happens when you try to please everybody.
Yeah, include yourself in that, because you've definitely stepped up too.
Brian, we are just about out of time, but I want to give you a chance to plug Celebrity. What's that all about?
Oh, Celebrity is a great product. It's a ready-to-drink, 100% organic tea that's available at the fresh markets. It's available, you can go to drinkcelebrity.com and find out where it's at. But it's just so refreshing, great alternative to soda. It's very good for you. It's very high in, we have green tea, which everybody knows is very beneficial.
Yeah, with, antioxidant.
Antioxidants. I went from politics to celebrity. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. We were just on Charlie's World. I don't know if you guys get Fox 13 there.
Yeah.
From Tampa in Orlando, maybe not, but anyway, we just did a Charlie's World segment and showed how Celebrity was made in the old Tropicana orange juice plant called Tampa Bay Copac in Dade City, Florida. But drinkcelebrity.com, you can find out everything about it. It's a great, refreshing drink, and I appreciate you guys letting me plug that.
Well, between that and my DDP yoga, I think I'm going to be okay.
I love it. DDP, what a cool guy. I know you guys interviewed DDP, but, you know, I can talk. I often wanted to be a DJ or to sit in the box with guys like you. Just to sit in a box with you guys and be able to, do my own play-by-play, or my caller or whatever my role was.
Well, we'd love to.
Look at the world.
We're going to have to come over and have lunch with you after Thanksgiving. Then we'll come on over and do a show with us.
We'll set it up. But, I think you'll really enjoy it. But listen, Brian, we've got to go, but we've really enjoyed speaking with you tonight. And we will have you back on the air in the future. Thank you so very much for spending your time with us. But one last question. Who was your favorite opponent? Now, I know you wrestled Hulk Hogan even before he was Hulk Hogan. You wrestled Koloff, all these big-name guys. Who was your favorite opponent?
Oh, yeah, I've been from Maine to Spain, and I've been deep down into the Ukraine. I've been around the world, but there's one guy that I'm still chasing, and that man is Bret Hart, Bret the Hitman Hart. So that's your answer right there, guys. And if I ever catch that dirty dog, I'm going to beat the right off him because he's from Canada.
Love it. Love it. Brian Blair, thank you so very much, and we'll be talking to you soon. And have a great time tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
God bless your wife, too, sir.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, folks, we bring you the best right here on the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
Here comes out of the bed.
Champion Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen, don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Yes, we've got wrestlers everywhere on the best in professional political wrestling, the American Adversaries. We only have a couple minutes left. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Peter would like to comment on the healthcare site. Peter, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Listen, this is Peter with the Eastside Tea Party.
I thought so. How you doing?
Yeah, I say that because we have our tagline, citizenship is not a spectator sport. And given that, I have to dispute your guest and somebody else who's mentioned early in the show that we should just sit by and let Obamacare, you know, do its worst, and then, you know, people get mad at it enough and they'll come out and dispute it. Listen, this is not just about taxation without representation with generational debt. This is not just about, you know, the security problems and the data intrusion. This is about whether or not our grandmothers will receive the health care that they need or they will die if this thing is implemented. And this is about the Constitution. And you don't sacrifice the Constitution because of good political strategy.
Well, I appreciate your perspective there, and I understand what you're saying. The problem is, if we don't just allow it to more or less play itself out, the little fixes will come along and we'll still have the problems that you're talking about in the long run. I believe that's the thinking. We're going to have to pick this subject up once again, though, tomorrow, Peter, because it does need to be thought through.
Yeah, I'm going to give my comment on, too.
You make a good point, but we'd like to talk about this more tomorrow because we're just flat out of time today. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. Nostra Dennis, thanks for coming on over here.
It's great to be here on a weekday. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to do this more often. Okay, folks, Lair and I will be back tomorrow night. He'll probably be doing most of the talking because I'm going to be screaming my lungs out tonight.
Well, folks, was it that bad being stung by a bee today?
Yeah, there you go.
That's right, Brian Blair of the Killer Bees. That's right, we get the big stars of wrestling and the political world on the best in political professional wrestling. Join us tomorrow night.
Night, everybody.
Talk 660 WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.